Amidst the ongoing protests in Madagascar over water and power shortages, it's fascinating to see how technology is playing a pivotal role in keeping people connected.
The situation in Madagascar is a clear reflection of the deep-rooted issues surrounding access to basic necessities like water and electricity, which have sparked frustration and led to these protests.
BitChat, with its secure messaging platform, has emerged as a lifeline for protesters and citizens alike, enabling them to communicate and share information securely during these challenging times.
The protests in Madagascar have been fueled by the citizens' dissatisfaction with the government's failure to provide essential services, ultimately culminating in widespread discontent and calls for immediate action.
It's interesting to note how the spike in BitChat downloads signifies a growing trend towards using secure communication channels during crises, showcasing the evolving landscape of technology and activism.
The surge in BitChat usage highlights the critical role that technology plays in empowering individuals to connect, organize, and disseminate information, especially in the midst of social unrest.
While the protests may have economic repercussions, such as potential impacts on foreign investment and local businesses, tech companies like BitChat could see a rise in their user base and market influence.
The events in Madagascar underscore the vital role of essential services in triggering social movements and shed light on the intersection of technology and activism in shaping contemporary protests.
Absolutely. The situation in Madagascar is a powerful reminder of how access to basic services can drive significant societal changes, while the increased use of BitChat exemplifies how technology can empower individuals during times of crisis.
Moving forward, it will be crucial to observe both the government's response to the citizens' demands and the evolving impact of technology on the trajectory of these protests as they continue to unfold on the global stage.